1980 was a big year for Semyon Byshkov. Not yet 28 years old, the Russian-born conductor was finishing up his studies in New York City, and he was named conductor of an up-and-coming orchestra right here in Michigan.
As we all know, New York is far from being all of America. And so the opportunity of living in the heart of America, which Grand Rapids is, was opportunity for me to discover the country from inside rather than a tourist. It is there that I became American citizen in 1983. It is there that I, for the first time, could try all these great masterpieces that I dreamt to do, and I wanted to do them all at once, from Also sprach Zarathustra of Strauss to the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven to the Sixth Symphony of Mahler. And so it was one of those indispensable chapters in my life. Those friendships, they survived many, many years, and they always will remain there.
Byshkov has had a long and fruitful career conducting the major orchestras of the world, like the New York and Berlin Philharmonics, but he is just now taking up the mantle as conductor and music director of the Czech Philharmonic. And in his debut season, he's bringing that ensemble across the Atlantic to perform in New York, Washington, Chicago, California, and two performances in his old home state of Michigan, where he will also meet up with the man who brought him to the Midwest all those years ago, former board president of the Grand Rapids Symphony, Wally Nack.
Yes, in fact, Wally Nack will be, and Becky, his wife, they will be present at both concerts in New York. And after that, they're coming to concert in East Lansing as well.
Also joining the East Lansing concert on October 30th at the Wharton Center and Ann Arbor's Hill Auditorium on November 1st is the cellist and MacArthur Genius Grant recipient, Alisa Weilerstein, who will be soloist in Dvorak's Cello Concerto alongside Maestro Byshkov and the Czech Philharmonic.
She recorded Dvorak Cello Concerto with them, but not only, she has performed extensively with the orchestra in Prague as well as on tour. And so somewhere it was very fitting that she comes with us to the States. Dvorak, of course, is, if not father of the Czech music, but it is someone that the Czech nation identifies with. In a way in which Russians identify with Tchaikovsky, Americans will identify with Gershwin, and all countries have those who somehow manage to identify the national spirit, its character, through sounds.
While the Wharton Center performance on Tuesday, October 30th, features a double dose of Dvorak via his New World Symphony in the second half of the concert, including that gorgeous Largo, Byshkov and the Czech Philharmonic will instead pivot to Russia on their Thursday, November 1st concert with Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings and the tone poem Francesca Rimini. Here, Semyon Byshkov, returning to Michigan with the Czech Philharmonic, Tuesday, October 30th at East Lansing's Wharton Center, and on Thursday, November 1st at the Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor. More information at whartoncenter.com and at ums.org. In East Lansing, Jamie Paisley, WKAR News.